This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that's not to be believed. The final chapter is about to be written in the drama of the world's most famous six-year-old boy, a story which began with a desperate journey last November. As everyone knows by now, Elliot Gunderson and his mother, Jennifer, left St. Paul one night on a flight to Paris, where Jennifer hoped to start a new life. She left without telling her ex-husband, Michael. Tragically, as the plane began its descent into Charles de Gaulle Airport, the drugs that had controlled Jennifer's peanut allergy during the discount fare, snack-only transatlantic flight finally wore off, and in the confined atmosphere of the plane's cabin, she succumbed to an overdose of peanut-rich air. Since that terrible day, her son has been living with his father's aunt and uncle, longtime expatriates who have fought vigorously to keep Elliot with them in France rather than return him to what they say would be a life of deprivation and misery. From Paris, Brick Walters reports.
For the last 5 months, this narrow street in front of Tom and Patty Gunderson's apartment building in the colorful 19th arrondissement has been choked with protesters as the expatriate American community has turned out in force to support the Gunderson struggle. Many Parisians have joined them, and the air has been filled with songs and speeches and colorful banners such as Land of the Brie, Home of the Suave, Real Boys Need Real Bread, and, if my high school French still serves, The Great No is the Onion's daughter. Strong words indeed. Yesterday, I heard more of them from Tom and Patty Gunderson.
Yes, Patty and I moved here in 68, I think it was.
Yes, of course.
Just in time for May Day.
Right.
The real revolution was in Paris, and we wanted to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Tear everything down, you know, the whole rotten power structure, and just start all over.
Start over.
But our committee for the realization of social change met in this little cafe that was also a bakery.
Very good bakery.
Oh, every afternoon when the baguettes came out of the oven, this fantastic smell would just fill the place.
Yes, yes, and we started thinking, do we really want to tear this down?
Yes, and then at dinner one night, everybody had squeezed into one little flat, you know, with cooking and the arguing and the candles and the wine.
Oh, lots of wine. Awful. And it was raining outside, and somebody put on a Django Reinhardt record, and, well,
and here we are.
There you go.
And we've never looked back.
No, I mean, what's to look back to? I mean, what kind of life would Elliot have back in the U.S.?
Nothing.
I mean, canned vegetables, televangelists, baseball caps with those beer logos.
Oh, yes.
I mean, elevator music, laugh tracks, handguns, huh? And HMOs?
Yeah, he'll be taught that classical music is for nerds.
Right.
Or jazz is for weirdos. Tom Clancy's a great writer.
Oh, please.
And a good painting has to match the sofa.
Oh, we want him to grow up in a culture that isn't afraid of pleasure or mystery or sensuousness.
Oh, yes, yes.
We want him to be a mature person, not some stunted man boy who gets his thrills by cutting off vowels with his SUV and thinks that sex is this dark, alien pursuit that has nothing to do with everyday life.
Yeah, if he goes back, he hasn't got a chance.
You can't even get a decent croissant there. I don't care what they say.
These sentiments have been echoed by several members of the National Assembly, including Pierre Bocage of Paris.
We are only thinking of the welfare of the child. Where will he have the better future? In America, he will be forced to work in a succession of soul-destroying jobs in sterile, charmless offices that do not have beautiful views out the window or comprehensive dental plans. And without a mandatory four-week holiday, he will be driven to exhaustion by the frenzied pace of life in the speedy road. Either way, he will marry a woman who cannot cook, and they will have fat children who speak too loudly.
No.
This cannot be.
No.
But if the expatriate community and many Parisians are determined to keep Elliot here, polls indicate that most French citizens feel he should be reunited with his father. The French government, initially reluctant to intercede in what it considered a private matter, now agrees. Foreign Minister Sophie Barbarin.
France will not separate a family. If Monsieur Gunderson should ask to remain in France as a resident, then we will see. France cannot make the first overture, but at our meeting with him on Monday, we will have champagne and a superb camembert from the farm of my uncle, and perhaps he will think to do this. But if he wants to take his son back to la terre du fromage, the land of she's food, we must allow him the freedom to make this mistake, no?
Thus, in spite of the efforts of Tom and Patty Gunderson and their loyal supporters, it appears that Elliot Gunderson will soon be in the arms of his father and on his way back to St. Paul. Out in the field, I'm Rick Walters.
Joining me in the studio now is Elliot's father, Michael Gunderson, who's flying to Paris tonight, and Susan Sharpless of the U.S. State Department. Thanks for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Mr. Gunderson, what do you think of your Paris relative's allegation that you won't be able to provide a fit home for Elliot in his native land?
Well, I think it's completely outrageous. Do you really believe that because we don't sit down every day to a hearty bowl of potato leek soup that we're barbarians? Just because our political system is utterly debased, is that child abuse? I mean, they're out of their minds.
Ms. Sharpless, has this controversy hurt relations between the U.S. and France?
Yes, it has, mostly in the area of trade. The protests here in America have led to a drastic decline in the consumption of French bread, French fries, and French toast. Then there was Trent Lott's attempt to ban French kissing, which put everyone in a very bad mood. And, of course, the boycott of Gerard Depardieu movies has dealt a massive blow to the French film industry. Americans are angered by what they perceive as the French government's pandering to a few vocal reactionaries.
Mr. Gunderson, there are some rumors that you'll stay in France.
Absolutely not. I want to raise my son as an American, sir. I don't want him to be comfortable with ambiguity or existential despair. I don't want him to spend his life laughing through his nose or cheating on his wife and expounding at length about Camus' influence on the over of Mickey Rourke. You know, I think they've already done some damage to Elliot, and I can tell from the videotape that he's developed a shrug.
Michael Gunderson, the father of six-year-old Elliot Gunderson. The Paris relatives of Elliot say they will meet with Michael when he arrives, on the condition, of course, that the custody negotiations are carried out solely in the French language, an excellent pastry is served, and no meetings convened before 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll keep you up to date as this story develops.